USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More Democrats are publicly asking Virginia Governor Ralph Northam to step down over his racist med school yearbook photo. Democratic Congressman Donald McEachin told NBC's Meet the Press resignation is his only option.
Look, he's lost the authority to lead. He's lost the authority to govern. He has to resign. It's in the best interest of the Commonwealth. It's in the best interest of the party.
Republican House Speaker Kirk Cox says taking action against him may not be the best course.
And obviously on impeachment, that's a very high standard. And so I think that's why we've called for the resignation. We hope that's what the governor does.
Virginia's two senators and former Governor Doug Wilder are now calling on him to resign. President Trump tweets that Northam's actions are unforgivable. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
The Pacific Northwest is dealing with some heavy weather. KCBS reporter Holly Kwan.
Gusts clocked at 20-plus miles an hour on the ridgeline. Snow at the Tahoe ski resorts measured in feet, some reporting 20 to 22 inches in the last 24 hours, creating dangerously unstable cornices on the mountains. Kevin Cooper is with Kirkwood and Heavenly Resorts.
You have these gusty-type conditions up on the mountain. That adds to the avalanche danger as well.
President Trump tells CBS News, with critical negotiations underway on Capitol Hill, he's not ruling out a second government shutdown to secure border wall funds.
I don't take anything off the table. I don't like to take things off the table. It's that alternative. It's national emergency. It's other things. And, you know, there have been plenty national emergencies called. And this really is an invasion of our country.
Meanwhile, the Pentagon says thousands more U.S. troops are being deployed to support the Border Patrol. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
There's been a change at the top of the list for America's busiest airports. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
O'Hare International Airport in Chicago, the busiest airport in the U.S. last year, surpassing Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International for the first time in 4 years, as O'Hare last held the top spot in 2014. The FAA releasing the data that shows O'Hare had more than 903,000 arrivals and departures in 2018, Atlanta's airport second with more than 895,000 arrivals and departures. Los Angeles International, Dallas-Fort Worth, and Denver International Airport round out the top five. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The recent cold weather across much of the country has caused a lower demand for gasoline inventories. But experts tell us that will soon be changing. With more details, here's John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price at the pump hasn't changed very much over the last several reporting periods.
The national average, $2.26 per gallon. That's virtually identical as well to what prices were a month ago, but prices still 34 cents a gallon lower than where they were a year ago. Of course, all of that gasoline is going to have to be liquidated in the weeks ahead as we start the transition towards summer gasoline.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.